flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If it's your first time listening, that's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz over there. It's the best radio show in Philadelphia. We appreciate you listening. Big news today out of the NovaCare facility. As the practice window for Brandon Graham has opened. So today was the first practice. They're practicing today, tomorrow, Saturday. And I would imagine they are looking to see what he looks like to see if they, because if they, it's not as simple as just activating him because you have to deactivate somebody else. So going into a game like this, as we saw at the Cam Jurgens thing, if you're going to be on the roster, you have to be able to play.
You got to be able to play, yeah.
So, you know, if, and it doesn't have to be.
I agree with that, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah, you just can't take up a spot.
No, you don't want to be in a situation where somebody gets hurt at a different spot. And
right.
And it's not
unless
easy.
It's Bryce Huff.
Well, but the
problem is he'd probably be the one who wouldn't be active.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have him either.
Well, and it's not, who knows? It doesn't have to be edge for edge. It could be anybody that they could take off,
right?
Right,
I know, that gets injured, yes.
Yes.
I completely agree. Yes,
right.
It could be another spot.
But they're weakening a different spot to strengthen this spot. So we have, unless you have it, we have no inside information on how strong he is. I know he did work to stay in shape, but he hasn't played football in a couple of months. So, you know, on one side, on the positive side, I could say, hey, maybe he's fresh. He hasn't been banged up. You know, getting a guy who, if he's healthy, has been, you know, rested and ready for 8 weeks going to the biggest game of the year, that's great.
Yeah.
But that rhythm might not be there. That game shape might not be there.
Here's what I would say. As long as the possibility of re-injuring it is low, he probably goes.
You think so?
Yeah, because here, you don't need him for a substantial amount of plays. You don't need him for 25, 30 plays, unless somebody gets injured, then you would.
I was going to say 10.
Yeah.
Maybe he has to be prepared to play
10, 15.
If he's in that 10-15
range where he can give Nolan Smith a blow or Josh Sweat a blow, and he can go out there and be helpful in the run game, like for a few snaps, I think he's good to go, right? Because it's the last game. It's not like he needs to be in shape for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Right? As long as the re-injuring possibility is minimal, why wouldn't you let him go?
Right?
Because as far as he's concerned, he's going to lay it all on the line regardless. So he's going to give you what he has.
Well, and for the re-injuring possibility, and this is not insensitive because I love BG, it's not about his future.
No.
It's about re-injuring in the first play this game, and then all of a sudden they activated somebody who can't contribute.
Right.
So it's not like we're, you know, if Brandon re-injures his tricep, the rest of his life's going to be fine.
Yes.
He'll rehab it. He'll
be
fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's about being able to play, being able to play those 10 or 15 plays and not hurting it again.
Yep.
So we'll do our best to get any info we can. Obviously, you know, the station, good friends with BG. But and ultimately, this will be a Nick and an organizational call as to whether.
Well, the window is open, and let's see when he gets back out there on the field.
Yep.
And see what he can do. He still has 8-9 days, but there is a process there that he has to go through. And as long as there are no setbacks, this is a big step, because at least they are open to the idea of it.
Well, and I would say they probably don't open the practice window if they don't think the injury, like, it's got to be more about all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I would think they wouldn't even practice them if they're thinking,
if they felt like that part
healed.
Of it, yes.
If it's not healed, then it's not ready to go.
And we got to keep this in mind. He's in the building.
Yes.
So it's not like he's been away and they haven't seen him and they don't know what he looks like or anything. They get a chance to watch him rehab. They get the updates from the medical experts and the trainers. So they've gone this far to go ahead and open the window. Now it is just about, okay, where does the roster lay at and who do we need? Because we still don't know about Cam and
Landon
Dickerson.
Yeah.
So we don't know about either one of those guys yet. And so I think a lot of that plays in there, but this is very promising.
We don't know about Gainwell. We don't know about Gainwell
either.
And as we found out, that concussions, that can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not automatic just because they have a week off that Gainwell is going to be able to be back.
Yep.
So, all right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, and it is based on our topic today. But quite simply, in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, straight jacket on, straight jacket off. He said after the game they took the straight jacket off a little bit. He aired it out a little bit, took some shots. Or do you want to play it more the way they've played the most of these games? A little risk-averse. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? Play like you have or take some risks. What do you think the results are, Ike Reese?
Play like you have, and I'll go with... not in a landslide. Let's go with 63% play like you have.
I'm legitimately amazed at how good you are at this, actually. It's
good?
At 60. It's at 60%.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. You're good at judging the audience in that way. I would have guessed the other way, actually. I would have guessed, not that in favor of me, I would have guessed landslide on the play it safe. But my position is play it safe against the Chiefs gets us beat by 6 points. 215-592-9494. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, JT?
What up, brothers? How y'all feeling? Happy Thursday.
What up, JT?
Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
I pledge my allegiance to the afternoon show, brother. Jump me in.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. He said jump me in. Taking everybody to pound town, baby.
I like it. I like it, JT. I love your allegiance pledged.
Yep. Jump me in. I want to be one of the callers on the board so they figure out what the Jack got me on right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everybody finds it as easy to say those sorts of things that you're saying, and I appreciate it. No, from my heart to your heart, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not disobedient like Chuck.
It's not about obedience. It is about togetherness. It is really the way I look at it, GT, it's like us against everybody else all the time. Even our coworkers, it's us versus them. So
I'm on y'all side though. What's good though, man?
All right,
I'm excited about the game, man. I think I like what Ike said though, man. Take what the defense give us, man. I'm not worried about passing yards. I'm not worried about who did all the accolades. I just want to win the game, man. I don't care how it is.
Well, how do you think it's going to have to be? Let me ask you it that way, because I agree with you. If they figure that the best way to win is for Jalen to throw it 16 times, then yes, then I agree if that ends up being the best way. I think the question is more is, what do you think the best way is going to be?
I think what we've been doing all year long, we got to start out running the ball, see how the defense reacts to that. If they stack the box, you know, take whatever's open. If they go man coverage, it age over the top.
Okay. All right.
Whatever they give us, we take it.
I do think we throw it earlier more than everybody thinks we do. Like I don't know, but my gut would be of the first 10 plays of every game, we're throwing it 6 times. That's what my gut of what normally it. Maybe we don't throw it, but they feel like dropbacks.
Yeah.
I think they call more early pass plays than we. We tend to think that they do. And yeah. I can tell by going through our show text, because I get one a game from Ike saying, run the damn ball, like 3 minutes into every game when we've thrown it three straight times.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to see, unless it's successful.
Right. Well, I want it to be successful.
I got to poke the bear a little bit.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is definitely elite, brother.
Wait, who's that? Elite. Jalen Hurts is elite?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Kiss fire!
Two Super Bowl appearances in 5 years, only 8 quarterbacks in our history have done that, bro. That's elite. That's elite class right there in itself.
Well, that's an elite organization. That doesn't make him an elite quarterback.
And I don't want to hear about Nick Foles and Joe Flacco comparisons. He's not Trent Dilfer, bro.
I didn't say he was Trent Dilfer, but I also don't think he's
not Joe
but I don't think he's Trent Dilfer, but I also don't think he's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. And that's okay. It's okay if we have the 8th best quarterback
he's
in the NFL because we're in the Super Bowl. What's that?
He's not the pocket passer they are, but he's just as good a weapon as they is. He's an elite quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this, and you're not allowed to say winning. What do you think he does? What one thing do you think he does better than Lamar Jackson?
Rushing touchdowns. He already got the record for regular season and playoff.
Well, those are tush pushes, man.
What you call it? He got the record.
All right. You got me. All right. Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted in 1933 today. What's your famous duo?
Now, I ain't hear nobody say it, but it should. When it's the best duo ever. Batman and Robin.
I mean, that's it's Cape a legendary
Crusader.
One.
Cape Crusader and Boy Wonder.
It is a legendary
it
one.
It is a legendary one.
Do you have which Batman, because you're Gen X, you're my generation, and we had three versions of Batman, really, three big ones. There was the TV show version of Batman.
Adam West.
Then there was Michael Keaton Batman, which was the biggest thing in the world. If you're not old enough to remember that, everyone saw that Batman.
That's when they first brought him back out. Yeah, Batman, that's when they brought it back
out. With Jack Nicholson as the Joker. And then there was the Christian Bale Batman, which is Dark Knight.
So there you go.
If you're to rank 1 through 3... I tell you, Adam West Batman, Michael Keaton Batman, Christian Bale Batman.
Not even going George Clooney, huh?
Nah, those are all.
I agree.
I don't even think he was bad, but and then there's Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I'll go Christian Bale.
One.
Michael Keaton, then Adam West.
The Adam West one was funny, but definitely a different vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the boom. Bam.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that with the...
It was like the comic book, but in TV form.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, did you ever see that Batman TV show in the tights?
No.
Yeah.
That's the original Batman that I know
for
of.
For us. Yeah. It was on
that's
TV.
That's the Adam West one?
Yes.
See, I only know the Adam West jokes from... I watched like Family Guy growing up. That was the only... They always joked about Adam West Batman.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you know it
from. I never
from.
Got it.
The show was funny. It was almost like... what's the word I'm looking for? It wasn't dark like the Batmans that we know were. It was certainly more comic booky. All right, we'll get back to your calls after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, next weekend, obviously, big game. You got to make sure that your appliances are ready to go for whatever party you're having, all that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
good stuff. And the only place you got to go is National Appliance Warehouse, and specifically now because the President's Day mega sale is going on at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the best price in National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. You're also going to get tax-free Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware, but also great savings events like the President's Day mega sale. So your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But on top of that, you're going to get the best appliances. Over 100 brands in a 15,000 square foot showroom. You heard me talk about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, but whatever you need, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered from that standpoint. And on top of that, you're going to experience a difference-making culture. We talk about the football team and their culture. The National Appliance Warehouse team, it has a difference-making culture as well. You walk in, you truly feel like you're part of their family, knowledgeable and ready to take care of you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom at Tax-Free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them Fritz sent you. Not to derail the show, but I got a tweet about this and Ike agreed with the tweeter. Blow the Whistle is not ahead of Dancing on My Own yet. Like, can we stop? Can we stop? I know everyone likes the Eagles. I got it. Dancing on My Own took over the city. Blow the Whistle is a good song to dance to. I mean, come on.
Just telling you, it is.
It's a good song.
It's a better song than
Dancing. Oh, of course. Dancing on My Own is a horrible song.
Well, okay.
Well, but it's an anthem.
The original's not a horrible song.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I know.
All right, just want to get that out.
Wait, yeah. Who sings the Birdie? Is that her name?
Robin.
Right.
Yeah. Just want to get that out. Birdie?
Listen, Dancing on My Own.
You're an idiot.
Dancing on My Own was good the first year. We took it to the World Series.
It was also good the second time.
No.
Jack.
No, it was not.
Jack, rank Dreams and Nightmares, Dancing on My Own, Blow the Whistle.
Dreams and Nightmares 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Dance on My Own. But I like Blow the Whistle. It's not that the song's bad. I think they took over the town.
I feel you.
And yeah. And whatever they want to use in 22 is like all the way down. Party Rock.
Oh, Party Rock.
Yeah.
You didn't like I can't think of his name right now.
Lil Uzi?
Lil Uzi. I was getting ready to say Lil Yachty. Yes, Lil Uzi.
He's Philly guy.
Yeah. Uzi versus Philly guy.
Well, Knock Knock also I think should be on there for the 2010 Flyers.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah. That introduced me to Mac Miller. I didn't even know who Mac Miller was. That's how much I liked the song.
May he rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a song in 04? Was there anything that...
We did not have a song in 04. Yeah, not that I can think of.
Yeah, back when men were men, you were just interested in winning football games.
Yes.
You didn't need a theme song?
Yeah, we didn't have one. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, then, and the 93 team, LA always talks about it.
Was there a song for the 93 team?
Yeah. The 08 team didn't have a song.
Yeah, I don't think they did have a song.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is a new thing. Everybody's got to have a song.
Yes.
And the only knock I put on Dreams and Nightmares is that Meek Mill did do a whole thing with the Patriots the next year or when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It felt cheap to me.
Well, he did get him out the joint.
Well, I guess he owed him one.
Yes, I mean, yeah. Robert Kraft was a big part of that. Though,
so yes. Yeah. And if you could owe Robert Kraft one, I think a song is probably better than what else you might want to owe him.
Yes.
So, Saquon has been the offensive weapon for the Eagles this year. Maybe the offensive weapon for the Eagles in the history of the Eagles in any one season.
We're pushing there.
Yeah. The question is, how successful will that be against the Chiefs? So Nick Wright, FS1, big Chiefs guy. Here is what his opinion is on that very subject.
One thing that I will say is this. Saquon Barkley is not going to destroy the Chiefs. They are too well coached. They are too good at tackling. I think he'll be – I'm not saying they're going to shut him down.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is what Saquon Barkley has done to everyone, that will not happen against the Chiefs.
So that's what Nick Wright says.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess what he's saying is we're not going to see the first play of the game go for 71 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, are you trying to say Saquon's not going to have an explosive play against the Chiefs? Is that what he's trying to say?
I don't know.
I think that's what he's trying to say, is that Saquon's not going to have the big runs that we've seen him have against other teams against the Chiefs.
I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. I have suspended all limitations.
Yeah, it's so
wild
now.
Of what I think with this dude.
Yep.
This dude is on another planet right now with the way he's playing. He just is. I mean, he has taken it up to another level once he's gotten to the postseason. He really has. And the Chiefs, they had better be on their game when it comes to tackling. Because, see, it's not about does Saquon have the ability to do it. You're going to have to be perfect in order for him not to do it. You're not the first team to load up against the Eagles to try to stop Saquon Barkley.
There's going to be a point at which Saquon Barkley has a Chiefs defender in the open field, and that Chiefs defender is going to have to tackle
him. It's over.
Yeah.
And the guy has already said that he will sometimes not hit a hole on the backside
to
early
plan
in
for
the
later.
Game because he's setting it up for later. So that's how much he's thinking the game. He's willing to take a 5-4 yard gain here because he wants you to overcommit to the front side gap so that in the third and fourth quarter, when he feels like he's got you where he wants you, boom, he's out the gate and out the back door.
I've never heard of a football player doing that.
Yeah.
I've heard of a pitcher doing it, right, setting a guy up. I've heard of a basketball player doing it, you know, but I've never heard about a running back setting up a run later by not hitting a hole early in the game. That is a supreme level of confidence.
Yeah, he's in his bag right now.
He is.
I'm just telling you, he just is. And he's going to be the best player, I believe. Before the game starts, he's the best player on the field for either team.
What?
Patrick Mahomes, great as a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have the weapons around him to have the impact that Saquon has in a game. Just doesn't. He doesn't dominate the game like Saquon could dominate a game. He's efficient in what he does, but this ain't the Tyreek Hill, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Where they could just beat you at any moment, 40, 50, 60 yards down the field. They have to methodically move the ball down the field, 10 plays at a time.
Which I think works in our favor, by the way, because that's how we play defense anyway.
Yep, that's exactly how
we just wait for you to screw up.
That's why I would take the under also.
As you said, 49.5?
49.5,
is what it's at. Yeah. And then the...
I got a score in my head, but I'm going to hold on to it the next week.
So here's what Ryan Clark said about the very same thing.
Absolutely not. And I can be honest, it was an underappreciated move for me. I always felt like the Philadelphia Eagles had a really good run game, whether it was Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift. I truly didn't understand how Saquon Barkley could elevate it to this point. He's a transcendent talent. And I believe I knew that when he was drafted second overall, but that's how bad the Giants organization was, that this dude, this sort of human, this sort of leader, this sort of teammate couldn't elevate the play of the people there. What he's done in Philadelphia for a running back, he's shown that when you have a difference maker at that position, it can carry you to a Super Bowl.
Baldy very casually called him the best player in the NFL yesterday when we had him on.
Well,
I mean, it's hard to argue against at this particular moment.
Well, and it's funny, Brady said he was a Hall of Famer on the broadcast, and then Belichick said the same thing in an interview yesterday, that they have a Hall of Famer at running back.
It's unbelievable.
He has been unlocked here in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I only hope that 400 touch thing, I hope he transcends that.
Right.
I hope he's a back that is for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to have this year again, but the same type of
player.
You
know who's done it? And he takes more of a physical pounding pause than Saquon? King Henry.
Yes. Kind of back, but yes, he's taken
1,900 yards this year. You know what I mean? So he's already been a 2,000-yard rusher.
Yeah.
So and he gets a ton of carries.
Yep.
But I'm saying he was able to go to Baltimore. I don't know how many total touches he had this year, but I guarantee you his job was made easier planning that offense with Lamar Jackson. And those are the type of yards he was able to put up. I think Saquon got I don't want to say an easy 2,000 yards. But if you can just talk about from a physical standpoint, he didn't have to get a lot of hard yardage to get that 2,000. He had a lot of explosive plays.
And here's a glass half full take for you. Normally, I had looked at his games with the Giants missed as like these injuries, you know, build up, whatever. But the positive to that is those are games he didn't have to play in that his body didn't have to take a beating on. You know, so he is at a point where how old is Saquon, 28?
27.
27. Yep. Where maybe he has a season and a half worth of games that he didn't play that would have been mileage that was on him anyway.
Makes sense.
It really has been, what a joy to watch him this year.
Man.
By the way, Kaz mentioned on Twitter, and I can't believe I didn't remember this, 93 Philly song was Whoomp, There It Is.
Yeah, L.A. always says it was that song and Spin Doctors, Two Princes. Or Two Princes, Spin Doctors. Whatever one is back to
the Spin Doctors is the band. Two Princes is the song.
That one.
I don't remember that being part of it. Maybe that they played that in the locker room and we didn't have to sort it.
It's definitely
Yeah, Woot, there it is.
That was 93.
And it was so crazy that there were two versions of that song. Yep. There was Woot, There It Is. One was 95 South.
Yep. Another one was Tag Team.
Tag Team.
Yep.
There were two songs that were the same song. Unreal. What a time the 90s were. Can't wait to talk to Shield. Shield Kapadia of The Ringer joins us every Thursday at 3 during the football season. And he has been suspicious of two things, I would say, throughout the year. One, Sirianni. He hasn't been an enormous Sirianni backer. And the other one, he has said, can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw the ball. Can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw the ball. Can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw
Mr.
the ball.
Mr. EPA.
Yes. But yes, Mr. Vorp.
Yeah, what a dork.
Yeah, what is he doing?
By the way, he'll be live with us in Radio Row next week.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah? I haven't seen Shield in person, I feel like, in a long time.
Looking forward to it.
Well, Shield joins us next. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.